W Monster.
KFAVNF from K8ZAD.
KXF QMD Mobile monitoring 19.
WRWQ 572 back in the house.
KFADNF, Harbor Springs.
KUIS, we're mobile.
AB9NN, mobile monitoring.
AB9NN, W8REJ, good morning, John.
Hi, good morning, Rob. Just heading out to get a haircut. Got about an S6 on the repeater from the house.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we're still hunkered down. We don't do much traveling when the weather's like this. But Saturday, barring a blizzard, I'll be there for the breakfast. So there you go. So.
Well, that's good. At least we're not getting dumped on with too much snow these few days that we're got going here.
Yep, there you go. There you go. So. Yeah, since it started doing this about 2.5 weeks ago or whatever it was, I think we've only been out 3 times, and that was basically to go get groceries and stop and get the mail on the way home. So there you go.
Yeah, Roger. I think Saturday we actually did not go and get the mail. Other than that, we typically go and get the mail just about every day.
Okay, very good. Well, you guys get a lot of stuff for the golf course, right?
No, we just get our personal mail.
Okay, very good. So, yeah, we're like I said, we're hunkered down here. I'm listening to a Christian net that I try to get on every day at 11 o'clock, and other than that. It's kind of boring folks here today. I got a nice roast I'm going to fix though for supper, so, or lupper as we call it, lunch and supper.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, we've got our iHeart small group meeting for church. We meet once a month at rotating. Actually, we've been staying at with one person's house. It's centrally located, and we find that to be a pretty good location, so we've been dumping on. It's a potluck. We bring something to eat, and we have a Bible study from a book that we've been reading, and it's the 10 lies that Satan likes to tell is the book, I think, is, well, not the exact title, but that's the gist of it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's I just got a complete restored Ethiopian Bible that they translated into English so that everybody can understand it, and it's kind of wacky. I thought there'd be more things go into greater detail about the things like Genesis, but it's just the opposite. They hit on the highlights in Genesis and not the things that they have in the Roman Bibles.
Oh, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm fascinated, so I'll let you go. Thanks for the ride along. Appreciate the company on the repeater. Always good to hear people on the repeater, especially when it's linked like this. We've been getting a lot more activity, that's for sure, which is nice. With that, 89NN Mobile, I'll be clear on your final. Have a great day. Stay safe in the cold.
Okay, very good, John. AB9NN, W8REJ, clear.
KFAENF from K8ZAT. Okay,
Time is 12 p.m. Weather condition: cloudy. Temperature 9 degrees. And welcome to the Harrison repeater, operating on 147.050. CL tone 107.2. Have fun and enjoy.
Yeah, it's been like snowing every day.
Oh, I know. I know. There's a little bit of snow, and I just said forget it. I just kind of was like, good. It's not a bunch of snow. It's okay. It didn't blow around. I'm done for a day or two. I think the snowblower says it's ready for a break, too, because I'll tell you, it seems like we're going for a few days. Well, are you ready to get home and see your little kitty?
I'm ready to go home and take a nap. I'm over this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, you'll probably have to go to the shop and check in there, and they'll hand you another sheet. Oh, you're going here, and you'll probably end up going to the Keweenaw Peninsula. Oh, by the way, take your ski slider up there. Go downhill skiing.
I would if I had room in this vehicle. That's a premium. Usually if I'm going up north like that, they give me quite a bit of a heads up. So, truck, I'm not sure where you're going, but you're not going to get far if you drive that way. Anyway. Yep. Wow, look at that. He passed me, and now he's going to change me. Okay, that's productive.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, Jerry, I'm going to let you focus because you can't tell what that guy's going to do. We'll talk to you when you get home and just drive safe. NADMH, KCAVSU, 73.
Cruising. Pretty. I got on a new. unfortunately, a guy got fired. And so, at this run, I don't know if it's going to be for a while or for a little while or what, but I'm just pretty much sick. So, I grew up in Taylor's. This area. All right, I'm you're getting pretty rough towards the end there. Whereabouts are you at? Well, I noticed that the Sheboygan repeater was not connected last night. I don't know if it is now. I just fixed it. I know somebody was keying up. I connected it up to my All-Star, and all of a sudden it started getting keyed up and keyed up, so I disconnected it. I assume that's why I got to think about it. I was like, maybe that's why it's disconnected, because somebody's kerchunking that repeater. I noticed that a lot of times it just gets kerchunked all the time. I'll be at home on the weekends, and I'll just hear doodly-dee, 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 just nonstop. Well, usually if it gets disconnected, I know about it. Somebody tells me. And I had no idea it wasn't connected, so... I don't know, sometimes it'll do that. Sometimes some of the repeaters just do that, and they just don't reconnect, even though they're supposed to. They're supposed to phone home. Sometimes it just doesn't. Yeah, I've noticed some bugs with All-Star. Is that how they're all connected, is just through All-Star? Yeah, the links for the sites are done microwave up there, but it's just using app repeat, ASL3 or whatever you want to call it, and this sprinter van does not know how to stay in his lane. Yeah, Roger, I had a guy just about hit Carter's head on this morning. Where was I? I was on M30 heading to West Branch. I was behind a Davy tree trimming truck going 35, and I didn't have enough room to pass them, and everybody was passing me, and they just decided they were going to pass with oncoming traffic, and it was pretty close. We were three wide, so on a two-lane road, so that's smart. Yeah, I use, I use All-Star. I use the check connection script or whatever that somebody made. Freddie, what's his name? I forget. Freddie Mac. Check connection. It works pretty good. I've never really had much of an issue with it. I guess sometimes you got to reboot it. It'll hang up, maybe. Yeah, sometimes it'll drop off. It only does it every once in, like, quite a while. It's months. We're talking months or even half a year it'll do it. So, anyway, it's kind of interesting. We're just rolling up on the non-freeway portion of 131. How exciting. Well, if you're heading home, that's very exciting. Yeah, I was thinking about getting something going on the repeater down there, but really, there's just nobody. I mean, it's really not worth the trouble at this time. I mean, there's really nobody down there that would even use it besides me. I don't even have the repeater linked to All-Star because there's no internet, and I don't even use it. I just use it to talk to Mark, basically. The 147-200 is Fusion only, and that thing's, it's got, every 2 or 3 months, it's got to have somebody go out there and kick it to work, because it just doesn't want to work. They got to go out there Sunday, and I wanted to be able to change that, you know, around to where I can use it, but they won't let me, so that's part of the Eastern Michigan clan, but, yeah, I've asked them, and they get mad at me, so
Yeah, I just stick to my little UHF repeater at home. It covers about 5 miles. And, yeah, whatever. I don't really worry about it anymore.
Any UH mobile. I think it's probably the stupidest thing ever to set a fusion repeater to fixed fusion. Reason being, specifically if it's on VHF and it's one of the only repeaters, especially if it's a large area repeater in the area. Because if it's the only repeater that's online, and there's no phone signal or anything like that, and not everyone has a fusion radio, how are you going to communicate? I have that issue with the Gaylord one, too. Have A2, and that thing's in shambles because the antenna fell off the tower, basically. It's just kind of there.
By the river. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I just had a long conversation with a guy about it this morning because that specific spot has been on the air for quite some time, and the whole reason why they were putting a repeater there is because the old one apparently had an issue, which it they just said that it did, and then now they have, you know, it's locked on to a specific network group or whatever, talk group, and it can't be changed around. So yeah, and it's a pretty large footprint site, and it's fusion only, and it can't be used. And right now you can hear it; it transmits, but you can't get into it. It doesn't have any receiver on it, so it's basically just a transmitter. And we've gone over it. And pretty much, we just got to get a bunch of people around, which there aren't any, to make some changes. But there's just nobody around that area that cares. So it's just going to be what it is. It is what it is. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I had to switch over to my hotspot. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. There's a reason why auto mode on those repeaters exists. Unfortunately, on the older firmwares, auto mode on those aging repeaters is an absolute nightmare. The way to fix that problem is by going to the newer firmware. It doesn't fix the problem entirely, but it just happens less frequently. But, I don't know. Some people.
Well, at least there's other people that can see the light at the end of the tunnel and they know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, it's pretty frustrating. I think it's, I forget what it's called, DR1X, I believe, older Yaesu. I'm not a big fan of digital, necessarily. It's all right, but when you're out here running the roads, there's nothing beats an old analog radio. I've had this one in here for, well, this has switched 3 different trucks, so it's an old Kenwood, but it just works. So I'm sure digital radios are pretty good too. I've got a couple Motorolas and stuff, but anyway, that repeater has a problem where it hangs up and it tees up for 2 or 3 weeks at a time because nobody listens to it. Because nobody is around that area, so it just keys up and burns stuff up. In the summertime, it burns up the amplifiers, so, but whatever. But yeah, that's what you were hearing is the water tower repeater. He must have it switched over to that. That's what you were hearing, the hang time or whatever.
Right on. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but... It's out of your control. It's out of your control. Can't do a whole lot about it. Just got to deal with it. So, it's kind of why I like having digital on UHF analog, straight VHF. No digital on VHF, just analog. Digital usually works a little bit better on UHF anyway. Digital is able to handle the picket fencing better on UHF. VHF, whenever you get picket fencing, that's it's a little bit more aggressive.
Well, and I like the way All-Star has a, you can run digital behind it, so it's analog, but like you're running digital into it, and it still sounds pretty good, you know. Having a fusion repeater, it doesn't sound as good. When they're talking on DMR and fusion and all, it, I don't know, for however it gets done, it doesn't sound near as good, I don't think. It's not as the syllables aren't very articulate, so. But anyway. Boy, it is sunny. It's 9 degrees, but it's getting hot in my cab. Holy smokes.
Hey, you've got your own isolated heat wave now. But, yeah, I understand that. Now, the way I do the crossbow is I've got a URF reflector, and basically the patch between All-Star and Digital is done from DMR to analog, and then I'll send that audio from DMR to YSF with a DMR to YSF program. And it goes from YSF into the URF reflector, and it's transcoded there to P25 and XDN YSF. Try to get the D-Star one to work. Of course, D-Star is not going to sound as good because it's a different vocoder. Try to get the D-Star to work, and it doesn't really want to work yet. So that's another thing I got to deal with. But so far, the way I've got this set up, it yields the best audio. It's not the greatest chain. There's a little bit more latency involved, but the audio doesn't sound terrible.
All right. Yeah, I like the way that, you know, it just gives you another way to do it if you have to. You know, I did get the hotspot DMR deal here just to have. I've got a few of them. I take them with me when I'm on the go, so I'm just going to leave it in here. It seems to be working okay. For some reason, it's overloading my HT though. I took the antenna off earlier. Only a couple people cut out. They cut right out and I can't, and then they just disappear. If I take the antenna off my HT, they come back and I can hear them. So I don't know what the deal is with that. But I'm running a TYT handout, so that's probably why.
Yeah. I've had that issue before, and you can go into MMEVM host, and you can turn the RF level down. Like, on this hotspot I have here, I set the RF level from 100% to 1%, because it's less than 3 feet away from me. So there's no use in having it throw out so much RF.
Oh, all right, yeah, that's a good idea. I forgot about it. I haven't messed with it in a couple of years. Well, it's been since last year, but I don't use them very often because, yeah, I'll have to turn that off, turn that down. Well, it is nice to have them if you want to listen. It gives me something to do. It gets pretty boring out here driving around. Kind of exciting in the wintertime seeing everybody in the ditch. You know, it's some new scenery and stuff going on, but when the roads are dry and everybody's just able to drive, it's kind of boring.
Imagine that. When the roads are nice, it's boring. I mean, when it's wintertime, you got to focus more. You actually got to pay attention instead of just kind of floating along on the road. Sometimes I'll be driving along, and I'll just be like, huh, I'm already here? How did I get here? I don't remember getting here. I don't remember the entire process, but I'm here.
Yeah, when you get on the, sometimes I talk to some guys at work and get on the radio, and it definitely helps out passing the time. I'm coming up to the Wolverine exit here right now. It sure is beautiful up here. They got quite a bit of snow. I think somebody, Ken Borton, said they got like 120 inches, I think, so far, 130. So they're getting there. We had a big melt off, so there's not as much on the ground, but they definitely got quite a bit. And it is my kind of, I love the winter. I just don't ever get a chance to go out and play. I'm always working.
That's kind of what it's been like for me this year. Last year I got out in the slopes quite a bit, but I haven't had a chance to this year. It's also just gotten so expensive. But I haven't even gotten the Rosies out, which is sad. I gotta get them waxed. I gotta get the edges sharpened and stuff like that because they're getting a little rusty. I left them on the roof of the car for most of the season on the ski rack because I was going so often and the salt kind of got up to the metal edges, and that wasn't great, but it's always a way to fix that. It's just surface rust. Sharpen the edges and that goes away.
It's in the radio graveyard.
Oh, man, that's one yet, so knock on wood.
All right, well, we're going to sign with it. Be careful driving back.
I'm just off the freeway here at Vanderbilt. I got to pick up a pallet here at Vanderbilt. And we're going. I guess I'll just head out on 32 out to Lewiston. So. M-A-K, do I have to be careful. Catch you later on.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, man. It's coming up on Supply Road here from Spice Lake Road. Hey, DMH Mobile. DNH, K8WQK. Hey, Peter, how are things? Things are good. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, how did you ever make out? Did you figure out what was wrong with that radio? Is it salvageable?
I fixed it. It was an idiot diode that pulverized itself and actually blew little bits apart and shorted other pieces out on the board. I cleaned the board. Cleaned up that mess, cleaned up, or did some jumpers on some burnt traces, and it's alive. I just gotta, I'm waiting for the new diode to show up.
Yeah, all right, very cool. Yeah, I've had a few of those too, yeah, you know, turn the thing over and shake loose a bunch of little tiny pieces, but yeah, that $2.50 diode saved you a $500 radio, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm very glad that it was there, and I'm always happy to see a diode sacrifice itself and instead of the radio and being a brick. So that's always a good thing. It was there. The little legs for the diode were still there, but the rest of the diode itself was except for the center part, like the. The outer casing was places.
Yeah, good. I'm glad that's a pretty good ending to that story. Yeah, I've had several of those, of course, and you probably have too, but yeah, the only other similar story, Drake, is that, I had a radio with a audio output problem, and I pulled the cover on it, and there was all these little shreds of paper inside the radio chassis. Yeah, that blew an output capacitor. And of course, a lot of those are just paper and tinfoil. So, shreds of paper. I take a vacuum cleaner to the radio.
You're lucky those little bits of tinfoil didn't cause other problems.
Yeah, it's quite a ways back. Back when they were still mostly single components. Anyway, yep. Good. Glad the story turned out okay, Drake.
I am too. I had an ICOM. I still have it. I'm actually using it right now. The 2820. When you, instead of sacrificing a little diode, it's actually got a little circuit in there that, it flips off the power. There's a relay that clicks when you turn it on, and that actually is what applies power to the radio and what doesn't. And it basically, when you overload it, it's like it freaks out and says, "Oh, you're overloading it," and then it shuts the radio right off for you, which is kind of neat. I wish the Yaesu did that, so I didn't have to do surgery. But I'm glad that there was something there nonetheless.
Yeah, that's interesting. Potential drawback would be is whether or not that relay would click off in time. That's one thing about a diode, man. It's there all the time. But very good.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good trip the rest of the way home. I assume you're out and about yet, trying to make it home for supper. But have a great afternoon. Great KWQK.
Yeah, we'll try. And we're actually at Hammond, 3 mile right now, so almost home. Well, that's if people decide to go at the green light. 738 KWQK and 8DMH mobile.
KF8ENF, KE8ZET.
KA8OFC.